Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have two amazing guests. Nathan McIntosh is back. Nate.
Didn't you just say you were going to promo a thing?
No, but I meant like we're going to say hi, and then I'm going to promo it.
I mean, you didn't say, hey, guys. Why? I've had the mic down because you said, hey, we're going to promo this thing before we start.
I just meant like before I get rolling.
Hey.
Nate's
Thanks
back.
For having me.
People have been asking for Nathan to come back. And then we've got Alex Pavone is back.
Hey, what's up?
It's been
up?
A minute.
Yeah, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm all right. Feeling a little sick.
Yeah, I'm
well. Getting through. Okay, so before we get into stuff, Break Free, my dance party, is finally happening. Nathan, could you not make faces? It's finally happening. It's going to be April 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the DL. It's a club in the city on Delancey and Ludlow. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. It's breakfreedance.eventbrite.com. I would love to see you all there. We are going to dance our asses off. It's going to be hip-hop, pop music, indie, I don't fucking know, but it's going to be a bunch of stuff, not really techno. I'm not much of a techno person. Although, like, I don't know what you'd call major laser type of music. Do you guys know what?
Yeah.
What would that be?
What would that be called?
That's like kind of pop.
That's like techno, but like that song specifically made it into like mainstream, so it's like pop. But she's pretty much like a techno person. You know what I'm saying?
You can go techno.
Yeah, you could go techno. Yeah.
I don't like straight, like I don't like just plain techno where there are very little lyrics. I can't dance very long.
Well, you got to be on drugs. It's the whole point of techno, I feel.
Or like, a vampire, Blade.
Yeah.
That whole thing was techno.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, everyone please come. I'd love to see you at Break Free. It's going to be the best. I already got my outfit for it, and it's going to be wild and slutty. So come and check that out.
Women's power. Equal tits for equal work.
Nice.
I'm allowed to dress up and have fun. I never show my body.
All women are and all women do. It's a very it's a very powerful thing. That
Nathan, coming in happy.
I don't even know why you keep looking at me like I'm going to agree with you. I'm just
looking around. Where am I going to be?
Look at the water.
Are you cranky or something? What is your deal?
I'm fine. I'm 1,000% fine.
Yeah, though. He's okay. Right now, he's okay.
I'm good.
Just, you never know, though. 10 minutes, this man's going to be.
He's a very sensitive man.
I'm staying out of this. You stop looking at me yourself.
I said a thing. That's it. I mean, that's
I can
what,
always tell
that
when
is
something...
a very powerful woman thing, right? It's like, oh, I'm going out Friday. Fuck it. Here come the cans.
But
my
I
tits
never
are out.
Listen.
Women are great. I mean, you know what I mean.
The
woman
I
led with my ass is floating all over the place. I'm a powerful fucking human being. You know what I mean?
I'm allowed to show it. And second of all, I never
Nobody
do.
Nobody said you're not allowed to show it. That wasn't what I said.
Yeah, stop looking
all right,
at me.
I'll never look left. I'm fucking looking here
could,
and over.
You could look at me, but just not at the end of your points.
I'm not going to look over there again.
You could look at the head on a swivel the whole conversation.
Anyways, I wasn't trying. I was just saying that that's it. I wasn't saying anything.
What time does it
Do
start?
Do whatever you want. Wear no shirt. Fuck it.
7 p.m. to
10
p.m.
7?
Yeah.
To 10.
Well, that's the point, is that most people... At least our age, I can't stay up till 2, 3 in the morning to dance.
Yeah, no, okay, well.
That is a good way to promote a dance party, huh? Guys, 7 p.m., we all got to be in bed at 9:30. Get your fuck on early. Call it Get Your Fuck On Early.
That's pretty good. That's actually a pretty good title.
when does we dance until 60 Minutes comes on?
Well, there's one dance. You're the worst. There's one dance party called Daybreaker that happens at 6:30 in the morning.
I've been to that.
You
what
went?
A nightmare. Buddy, I was in a conversation with
awful.
Four dentists. And then I just was in there, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Don't look at me. I can't look left.
No, okay, whatever. Sorry.
Yeah, that does sound awful, though,
I was
dancing
talking
at 6:30 in the morning. It sounds completely
It's really fun, but it was tough on my body.
6:30 in the morning or at night?
It was in the morning.
Oh, I'm talking about at night. No, I was talking about I went to a party at 6 at night. And
Rooster crows,
eight.
You hit the floor. Brutal. I mean, it's insane.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. That's a party. I'll do that.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a party. It's going to be fun as fuck. It's for people who don't get to dance a lot and miss it. But don't want to stay out super late, so you have to go to work the next day. It's for dancing. It's like for dancing's sake. You're a fucking amazing dancer, Pavone.
Thank you.
Go and dance. So is Nate, but Nate's already not coming. He's out.
Why out?
He doesn't want to.
When is it again?
I think
April
you're
21st.
In Winnipeg or something.
When is it again?
April 21st.
April 5th.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Sorry. Fifth. Sorry.
I am gone.
How have you been, Nathan?
I'm fine. How are you?
What's going on in your life?
Not much,
man. Are you
man.
Just picking
Thank
your cuticles?
You. Thank you to the people who have messaged me saying they want me back on this thing. I really appreciate you guys. And we've done it. Myself and Kate have, we're back in a room. So thank you for having me. I'm fine.
Okay, thank you, Nathan, for that awkward interjection. All right, I guess
I think it started awkward when you're like, hey, I'm going to do this fucking intro. I put the goddamn mic down. Then you're like, oh, we're not doing the intro. But anyways,
No, I meant like I said I'm going to talk about the dance party. I didn't mean like, I'm still going to intro you guys, but I just wanted to get into that real quick.
And the night of your dance party, I'm going to be in Winnipeg doing the Winnipeg Comedy Fest in Manitoba, everybody. If you want to come out, I already picked out my outfit. Balls are out. It's going to be the sluttiest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Man power, girl power, equal rights.
I seen
equal
that
pay.
Outfit. He's not lying.
My
balls are out.
I put
your balls haven't been out
them.
In years.
His balls are going to be all over Canadian
what
television.
Even,
all
what
over
is that?
CBC.
What does that mean?
Drink your green juice and be a weenie with your judgments. I wasn't saying
what
the slutty
judgments?
Thing.
I what said the judgments? I'm not judging.
You're coming in with a couple.
This isn't
fucking,
a judge. No, I'm
couple
not
rib
judging.
Shots. Couple rib shots.
I'm not judging. Okay. I'm just saying. No. You know what I mean? How the fuck is that judging?
Thank you, everyone who's asked for Nathan to come back on.
This will be the last time.
Always is the last time. Till the next time. Okay, so I'm going to bring up this topic real quick. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was all over Facebook.
We haven't talked about these beforehand, just so everybody knows.
We have not.
Like the amazing Kreskin, you know, when he takes a number out of somebody's head and he's like, have we met before? And they're like, no.
Yes, no, they do not know about this topic.
We do not know about this topic. So all
or maybe
of the
you
things,
do know.
All of the things we say are just going to be coming off the top of the head. Usually when you do this podcast, you sit down, you write for a couple hours beforehand. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
There's like a whole thing where you're like, hey, we're going to be talking about magic trees.
Never.
Get your thoughts prepared, you know? But today... Yeah. We didn't do that.
I that's what I thought, actually. I thought we were going to get into this, you know, mystical journey. But
the amount of emails you get from Kate when you do the podcast is a lot. You know what I mean? She's like, you want to do the podcast in 4 years? You go, yeah, sure. And then she's like, learn these topics. You're like, the Quran? And then you got to come in.
This is not true at all. I have no one to prepare
I'm not here. You know what? I want to get on board and jump on, like, diss you too, but I'm not. I
How
feel.
Am I even dissing?
She's sick.
What is
You're dissing
this?
A bit. I like it. I've got
ginger tea in one hand, the phone in the other.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this.
So there was this female artist, and she was arrested for asking strangers to feel her genitals in a public park.
Okay.
Did you guys see this or no?
No.
And she had this like box around her breasts and around her box. And people, it was like consensual, but people would come up and put their hands in the box and grab her boobs, or they could go in and touch. Yeah. Touch her vagina.
Yeah.
And she got arrested. I forget in what country she got arrested in, but
look it up. I mean, that's Why important get, fucking news.
What country?
Part of the story, for
Yeah, that's
fuck's
pretty big.
Sake.
That's pretty big.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She got arrested somewhere. I don't really know. Who cares? First of all, can we just say, is that art? So you're
that's
saying,
what I wanted to talk about.
You're
that's
saying
not
that
art.
A musician and some
that's
woman that
art.
Gets into a box and has people fucking finger fucker in a park, these are the same people?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger and this box lady are the same fucking the
no,
category?
No, it's not art.
This
Look,
is an art.
What, See, I think it is.
You think that's art?
You think a woman
art?
Getting fingered in the park
getting
is art?
Fondled? Are you
this
out of your
what,
mind?
Listen, I
what
be
a disgusting
an,
world we live
I
in.
I used to be an art teacher, right? And what I would teach the students, clearly not this. This is an extreme thing. But
so that's not art?
Art? No. I do think it's art.
How is this art? So wait a second.
You're not even letting me explain
so
why.
Let her talk.
So if I just finger a woman,
is why
is
everybody.
Art?
Let her just.
I
let
don't.
Her,
saying, if I hold finger
on,
a woman, is that art?
You don't even let me talk.
No, if,
I'm
is
just
she in a box? Is
That's
she
what
in
I'm
a
saying.
Box?
A woman in a box is art. A woman on a bed is not art.
Hey, pal, hold your horses, pump the brakes, let her.
The only difference here
can
is
can you let her explain why it's art? And
a woman,
then I'm
listen,
on board with you, but I just want
to
hear
and then
what
I'll
you're
say,
saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying okay. you have to agree with me. I just want to be able to talk
Jesus
on my own podcast.
Christ,
if that's okay,
take the mic away from you. You're eight. This fucking guy.
A woman who travels Europe, inviting complete strangers to touch her genitals as an expression of art, was arrested in Trafalgar Square. That's somewhere in Europe.
You don't know where.
Trafalgar.
Trafalgar.
Trafalgar's not.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, whatever.
You do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ.
So she had been. Her name's Milo Moore. I'm probably saying that very wrong. It's like Moore. Had been in London promoting her Mirror Box show, in which she offers members of the public the chance to feel a breast or genitals for 30 seconds. So then she got arrested. So this is what I think. So when I taught art, I would say to the kids, because I would teach a lot about artists that the kids would even see and be like, how's that an artist? Like Jackson Pollock. I don't know if you know Jackson Pollock.
No, not at all.
He's the one that kind of like did the splatter paint all over a canvas.
Okay.
And there's another artist, Vasily Kandinsky, who would do non-objective art. It was just line, shape, color. And even back then, when he came out with that, people were like shocked. They're like, this is bullshit. My 3-year-old
could
do this.
This is breakthrough.
It's more about making people
Taking
uncomfortable and making them question what is art is even art in itself. That's what I think. Of course, you don't have to agree with me, but I think it's making people uncomfortable. And I think it also shows it makes you get into, because it makes me uncomfortable. Like when I first saw that, I was like, ugh. But then I'm like, well, she's letting men touch her. It's not like, it doesn't seem like there's a victim. I think anyone, actually.
Is there an age limit? Can like a fucking 8-year-old go in there and just...
Oh, I don't know. I hope so.
Put a couple fingers up the old, you know?
I just know that I fingered a woman in a goddamn Oldsmobile when I was 15. It was not art.
Because your intention was not for it to be art. I think art has a lot to do with intention.
That's not art. Putting yourself in a box and having fun, somebody grab your goddamn pussy is not art.
I fingered a girl on a putting edge.
That's art. Time,
and then I hit a
hole. The lights are shining. There's fucking glowing happening.
That's an athletic play right
Daft
there.
Punk is blaring.
Drilled it. Yeah.
Woman
in
a box getting fucking fingered is not
That's
art.
Not art. That's not art.
That's a woman in a box.
Art is subjective, though. You know, if you go to the MoMA, have either of you been
yes,
to the MoMA?
I have, yes. Our titties. I've been to when fucking Guggenheim. Okay. A lot of it's pure fucking garbage. A chair with paint on it. Somebody's like, oh, this is $400,000.
I can't understand
Suck
art
me
either.
Hard. This ain't art.
That's not art. This lady isn't art.
This lady ain't art.
If she's out
I
of
disagree.
The box and you could just touch her titties.
But here's the thing about the MoMA. You okay. walk in, and it's not about liking everything or accepting it as art. It's something that is on I'm not saying the right word. It's like on the edge. It's like pushing it, you know? And that's to me what art does. It pushes it. I've gone to art museums where they literally just have like a white canvas tacked to the thing. And even I have walked up and been like, what is this? But if it gets you thinking, it's conceptual art. It makes you start to think.
So woman in, not in a box, right? She's in a porta potty, okay? And there's another woman inside and she's shitting into her mouth, right? Art? If it's in public, art? We call this art?
But it depends on intent as well.
She says I'm art.
She
this
had
is art.
A message. I don't know. I don't know. I think each thing is individualized.
What is the definition of art? Honest.
Well, the definition over here is anything.
Yeah, I mean, is
no,
there
no,
a
no.
definition?
It's, I don't think it's just anything.
You said canvas is
I think
art.
But it's about intent. Intent has to be behind it.
A woman is shitting into another woman's mouth with the intention of art.
Maybe.
Not art.
Woman maybe, maybe the shit is the art.
There you go.
This is a swan that I'm shitting into your forehead.
Okay, ready? Here's the definition of art.
You could shit a swan, though.
The expression or application of human creative skill and imagination.
Skill?
See, there's no imagination.
That's
you're in
saying.
A box.
There's
you're
no
naked.
Creativity.
She is being
some
guys,
you gotta be kidding me, man. There's no skill to sit in a box and have people fucking grab your pussy.
You got some tourists from Lisbon smacking your titties around. That's not art.
Outside of the box, this woman's in a bar being like, don't grab my fucking tits. Inside of a box, she's an artistic hero.
I honestly have to talk to her and see what her intention was behind it.
She could be crazy.
Just that's what I'm saying.
She is crazy. Not
some of the best artists throughout history had the same reaction to them back then, and Van Gogh wasn't even regarded as a good artist until
paint.
He was dead.
Buddy, if we go paint, you can have an art. I'll even see paintings where I'm like, this is trash, but I get that it's art.
Performance
this is a
art's
woman
still an art. Performance
in a
art.
This is not performance. This is a woman in a box being fucking fingered, not art. If she's dancing
How
and being fucked. Art.
Get
anal. Two dicks directly into her mouth while she's swinging her arms. Performance art. Just sucking a dick in a park.
That's just like
not
saying,
art.
That's just like saying some guy goes up and does an open mic comedy and he does a hate speech. Are you going to call him a comedian? That's a criminal. That's against the law.
I go into
Depends
Times Square.
If he's funny or not.
No, he's not funny. A hate speech. No.
I go into Times Square. I stand on a box, and every hour on the hour, I come.
Yeah.
I just come.
Buddy, that's art.
Is that
you
art?
Come
you know what I'm
every hour.
That's art.
That's goddamn
every
art.
Hour.
Every
four,
hour.
Four, five, six. Watch
I mean,
him come again.
Buddy,
and the come only gets bigger,
I'll
too.
I'll help you out.
Seven is more come. Eight's more come.
After the, buddy,
well,
after
if you
the
help
fourth
me out, come, that is
come. I'll finger you right
you
in the ass, pal.
To.
I'll hit you in the prostate.
You can only come, especially once you hit fucking 25. You can't keep coming like that. Remember when you were 18, you could just come. You know what I mean? As an adult, you're like, that's art then. I'm on a box jerking off into the public.
No.
I don't know. I think it depends. I'm not as quick to shut things down. I'm not saying it definitely is. I'm not as quick to shut things down that to the public would seem weird or bullshit. I'm a little more open-minded. I'm not saying I'd have to talk to her and
how
see
we not
what
open-minded? I'm not saying that the
thing
woman,
is.
It ain't art. You can stand in the park and get fingered all day. I don't care.
I know
do
nothing
want.
About
but
art.
But she ain't
that's
art.
That's not, I don't, I know that can't
that's
be
it.
Art.
You can do
I think
you want.
Art is something that can make people uncomfortable and makes them question their reality.
How about art questioning art? And I'm questioning this and this is not art.
What'd she get arrested for?
I think public nudity and getting fingered in public.
getting fingered in public.
Would you, let me ask you this question.
No.
Would you have come up and grabbed?
No.
God damn it.
No.
No. Do I got fucking, you know, Dungeons and Dragons cards in my pocket? I don't need to fucking finger a woman in a box.
No, me either.
Good
I'm
Christ.
About that.
The only woman I'm ever going to finger in a box is when I fucking snap and murder a goddamn woman and bury her in a backyard somewhere. Jesus. Do you know what I mean? That'll be the time I finger a woman in a box. I'm not walking.
I'm going to place bets. It's me.
Trafalgar Square, which is in fucking London. It's not going to be you. Ugh, that's horrifying. I would not finger a woman in a goddamn box and think it's art.
Aren't there naked women in Times Square? I won't even go
there's
near
naked cowboy.
I won't go near those women. I what am I going to do? Take a picture with them? The box lady? No way.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ready for an email?
Sure.
He's ready. You don't get more prime than this guy.
Okay. I'm 15 years old, and everyone tells me I should be a comedian.
Oh, fuck.
And I think that I should be one, too.
No.
I just wanted to know if being a comedian is worth the harder life. I know money-wise, it's not the best. But I still want to do it because making other people laugh makes me smile. And I'm told that I can make a joke about almost anything. And I also wanted to know if being a comedian is hard family-wise because I love my family, and if I went on tour or was away for a long time, it would be hard. Family-wise, what do you think? Could you possibly have this on your podcast with Nathan McIntosh? Because he's hilarious, but don't mention my name, which I didn't.
No, you didn't. That was a good job.
Do you want me to answer?
Email. Anonymous, yes. This is one of the questions I would love for you to answer.
She's 15. Look, I'm
or
not.
Or he. We don't know if it's a she or he.
Oh, I thought you said she. Okay.
I thought no it was
idea.
A girl, too. Honestly.
Yeah, I thought from something you said at the beginning, she was a girl.
Oh, if I did, I don't know.
Maybe you didn't, though. But anyways, for some reason, I pictured a girl.
I thought the... So, maybe
said I'm 15.
I don't know
why I did.
I thought so too.
Okay,
you
anyway,
that,
so we
like
don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Well,
I'm not,
it was my voice.
This is a. That's true. True. I did put my head down and listen to you talk.
The writing was like of a girl.
Kind of. Well, family.
Guys,
family makes me think it's a girl.
Guys don't really speak.
A guy's
like
not
that.
Worried about his family at 15.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I
want you know
to
what
fuck
mean?
Away from.
Absolutely.
Him at 15, yeah.
My mom won't let me jerk off 9 times a day. You know what I mean? I'm on the road. I'm in Texas. I mean, this person's 15, so you can't really go too hard. I also think this is kind of like a sweet. Question. I mean, if you want to be a comedian, it's one of those things that I have noticed for years, probably you guys have too, that people that really want to be comedians will do it. That feeling never goes away. I've met people that are like 40, 41 who start doing stand-up after having fucking 3 kids and a goddamn divorce. So if you really do want to do stand-up, that feeling's not going to go away. So I mean, the things that are hard about it, the things that are good about it make the hard things worth it. If it is something that you want to really, really do, that's if you don't really want to do it, literally, it's the fucking worst thing humanly possible. They should literally sentence people to doing stand up. That small crimes. You steal a car, you got to do 2 years open mics. You would never look at a car again. You'd
Seriously.
Never get into a car. Again, but again, if it's something you want to do, it's never going to go away. So yeah. I'd say do it. Like, try it.
Yeah, me too. What am I going to say? Do comedy. What am I going to say? Don't try it? Of course. No, try it. But
15,
live
just...
do some things for like 5 more years before you try it. How about that?
Two...
Live a life. Play, go to the prom and whatever you do at 15.
Yeah.
Have some fun first before
Two
you
things
dive into the open mic
This person's from
scene.
Canada, by the way.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Canada's a good time. Go skating, have a beaver tail.
Two things that somebody that I've remembered that somebody told me. Somebody told me once that like doing comedy, they were like, make sure you don't turn every single thing down in your life to do comedy. Like if you ever have, if somebody's like, hey man, do you want to go to Brazil? And you're like, oh, I got shows. Go to Brazil.
Yeah.
Also, save 10% of everything you make. That's the other super important thing that somebody told me at some point in time. But
I didn't get that lesson. I wish I had that.
Bobby, a guy that everybody says crazy. Told me that, and I was like, huh, that's good advice.
Yes,
and I've done it ever since.
Save 10% of everything you ever made, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, can't say I did that.
Thanks for asking me that question.
That was nice.
What's your answer,
15,
Kate?
Yeah, what is it?
I would say go for it. It's kind of what you guys are saying. If something is really driving you, you're really excited about it, you might as well just go for it because, and I hate to repeat what Nathan was saying, but it makes the bad parts of it okay. You know, I think that goes for anything in life, though. Like, you're willing to put up with the hard times if you love it. If not, then you're fucked. I mean, you can kind of tell. I'm sure you guys feel the same way. Like, when I meet someone who's new to comedy, you can kind of almost tell who's going to make it or not. And I don't mean, like, talent-wise. I mean just, like, who's really wanting to do comedy and who's kind of just doing it, like, the hobby. But then the moment it gets hard, they're going to be out.
Yeah, I mean, you meet so many different people that get into it You know, you meet the guys who are just doing it to get pussy, pretty much. You know those guys. They're always coming in hot.
Oh, I want to hear. I don't say it on here, but I want to hear who those guys are.
Well, a bunch of guys.
How do you not know those guys?
You don't know them?
That are just doing it for pussy?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, not just for pussy, but I mean, that's a huge motivator.
That's the thing that's pushing.
The guys that bring... A guy brought a girl to an open mic one time at the Fox and the Fiddle in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I forget who fucking did it. Dave might have told me this story. Somebody pulled this guy aside and he was like, he goes, do you think Cal Ripken brings his wife to the batting cage? And the guy was like, no. And he goes, then get that fucking girl out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's so many times I see that where I did a bad show the other night and some guy paraded a girl in as if we were all supposed to think he was fucking cool. It's like, buddy, most of this is a dress rehearsal. Don't bring human beings around to this shit. They're not supposed to see it. This is like the witches. This is for witches. Stop the fucking madness of being like, look how cool I am. Look at me. I got jokes about fucking, you know what I mean? Go out with the woman after. This is stupid.
Look, there are some girls who like to, who want to watch though. Like I remember one night.
I'm talking first dates.
Yeah, one night maybe I went on.
Leave that woman in the
third
gutter.
Day. Oh, buddy.
Any woman who wants to come with you to a stand-up comedy show, leave her in the dumpster you found her
in. I think it was a third date, and I told her. I go, you're right. I go, I think, you know, I got a couple shows that I got to bounce around. She goes, well, I could come.
I go, can ya?
And I told her, I go, I don't know if I want you there.
No, you don't.
I'm like talking to other people.
Yes.
I'm shitting all the time.
Yes.
I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want you to be a part
of
this.
It's not a party. You're doing things.
One show was going to be brutal. I was like, yeah, I don't want to subject you to this nonsense. You're just going to watch. I know. I looked at the lineup. I go, this guy's got a Hitler joke. I'm not. You're not. This guy's going to talk about Hitler for 4 minutes, and it's not funny. I'm not. You're not coming to this.
I haven't been dating really at all. But if I was, I wouldn't want to bring like a guy I just met to the show.
Well, I doubt there's a lot of men that want to see women be funny anyway.
Why? Why do you say that?
In like a sexual way?
No. Guys are fucking stupid. Guys will be intimidated for sure.
Like,
they want to be the funny guys for sure.
I don't know if it's intimidating. Like you definitely...
Intimidated.
I don't know if it's intimidating though. But I'm saying like on a general kind of space, that's not like a,
you gotta
it's not
be
like
a pretty
trait.
You got to be a pretty comfortable dude for a woman to be funnier than you.
Liz is super funny. Liz tells me all the time she's funnier than me, and she might be right. The lady's hilarious.
And if
the
there's
day,
a
she
general
went off on-
consensus
yeah.
that everybody thought Liz was funnier than her comedian boyfriend,
yeah.
you would not be rattled by that at all?
No.
You are the biggest fucking liar.
Why would I
you
care
are
about that?
Such
Liz, we're not competing. We don't do the same thing. Do you know
so,
what I'm saying?
So your girlfriend, who's not in comedy at all, being
yeah.
funnier than you, would
uh-huh.
not bother you as a professional comedian.
I would have to be
you're
insane.
Full of shit. You're full of shit.
I would have to be insane
you're so full
to
of
compete
shit.
With my girlfriend who doesn't even do comedy.
But
that
even,
makes
even if she did, I think you'd support her, especially Liz. Like, Liz is such a hero. I feel like, do you know what I mean, though?
If Liz
is,
ever started,
this is not, this
let me,
not
let, me let me put this here right now. If Liz ever starts doing stand up, I'm out the door. That's a fact. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. We're done. I'm not gonna wake up and her be like, "What do you think of this joke?"
You're saying
I'm done.
No, you're saying that because you
yeah,
know she's never gonna do it.
I would never do that
no,
anyway.
She's not. No, she's not.
Hold on. Hold the phone. There's no way that if people. The public
you tell me all the time
Liz,
that Liz is
I do
hilarious.
It to bother you. I'm
it
doing it to get under
me.
Your skin. It bothers you. But you know I'm joking.
Right
you know I'm not. I'm not being.
She's
serious.
Funny though.
She's funny.
Funny.
I think
Liz
she's
is,
hilarious.
Liz is very funny
for sure.
But Nathan, you're a whole other beast. You're like
you
well,
do this
even
for
among,
a living.
Even amongst comics, you
it's
are
if you
I do.
The loudest.
Exactly. But if
anyways,
if,
that wasn't the whole point. And I get it. The whole you wouldn't want to bring a person around to this fucking stuff because everybody's probably doing 4 good shows a year that are worth taking people to. The rest are fucking
if I'm going to go on a date, I'd rather sit across from him, talk to him, learn about who he is. I, you know, I wouldn't want him just sitting while I talk about Shane, my vagina, and spirituality. Like, I just don't want that.
This angered me, though. I'm
which
tell you
is
this story.
Kate said.
This angered me. I'm going to tell you a story. I go out with this girl. I have a show, like a late show. So me and this girl go out. We have a couple drinks. I go, I'm going to go to my show, right? And I have to go somewhere after. And we established that she wasn't going to come to the show. I didn't want her to come. She wasn't going to come. She was going to go somewhere else. Okay? She has a couple drinks. She decides right before I'm leaving that she wants to come to the show. Okay, fine. You could come to the show. I don't care. Come to the show. She comes to the show. She orders food. She stays upstairs during my set, eats the food, and doesn't watch me. That, for some reason, fucking made me mad. You break my balls to come to the show. Then you come and you don't even watch and you eat food. That really
What's
made
that
me
about?
Fucking angry. That made me so angry.
Is that
I
like,
know.
Is she playing mind games? Or?
I don't talk to her anymore. That's the girl that was the girl who was like, she's toast.
That's the girl why. That was the girl?
That was the toast.
That was the girl that was the girl.
Yeah, she's toast.
And I know what you mean.
I was so mad. Because I told her, I go, don't come. Yeah. We're not going to do anything after.
Were you nervous too that she was going to be watching
not
you? Or?
At all. I just didn't want her to come. Because I got to go.
I won't say his name, but I remember we were on this podcast a long time ago.
I remember who you're talking about. He would bring girls to shows.
Yeah, and he was like, "This is," and I was like, "That's the biggest loser thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a big loser, fucking loser thing." Anytime I would see people do that in Toronto or even here, like somebody at the Rivoli would bring a girl, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm on a first date. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I
got 7
it.
Minutes. What do you think you're gonna crush so hard? The one wants your goddamn fist in her ass. What the fuck is the pot? What do you think is gonna happen? You ignorant fucking cocksucker.
And it's
you're
not
spitting
even...
on comedy. You're spitting on this woman, you're spitting on yourself. This is disgraceful.
And I like being in the green room talking shit. You know, what am I going to bring her in the goddamn green room and be like,
it
this
happened.
Is fucking...
Well, you see that happen? A guy will walk in like, this is Samantha. And we're all supposed this to be like, hey, how are you? I'm never going to see you again. I don't care what your shitty
life. And then
she tries
to make jokes to fit in with everyone and it's awkward. You feel like you have to laugh.
Yeah, you know.
I do not. It's
brutal.
My not like things face is real. I can't fake nothing.
I know. Yeah. I can always tell when you're upset, Nathan.
Good for you, bud.
How's that?
Everybody can.
What's it now? Is he? How's he?
He's
doing
loosened
now?
Up.
He's loose. He's getting
his
loosey.
His butthole's a little looser.
Loosey,
what
goosey,
am I
buddy?
Like 70%? You think 70%?
65.
Sphincters
70.
Untightening as we speak.
Is there other?
I like your shoes, by the way.
Thank you. Is there other?
Yeah, we got more emails. One's pretty long.
I hope that. Just to say about that one, I hope you know somehow something there helped. As far
the 15-year-old kid?
As far as being away from your family and that kind of stuff, I mean, dude, or girl, whatever the fuck, you one day you grow up and like that's just the kind of the way, I don't know. I don't know how to answer
at
that.
At 15,
one.
I
Things
wanted
happen.
To be around my family the whole at all times. But
I
then I
not.
Think it was about 17, I was like, get me away from these
not.
Deranged lunatics. They are fucking driving me crazy.
When you're 15, I mean, that's cute that boy or girl is very attached to their family, but like as you get older... You branch off. You do your thing. And if you mean like family-wise, like when you get married, it's more important to be passionate and follow your dreams. The right person will support you in your endeavors. It's definitely hard. I've definitely talked to guy comics who are married with a kid and they say it is tough because a lot of times the wives get mad when they have to go out and do comedy, especially if there's a baby at home. But they got to still do what they love.
Yeah.
I know some comics who once they have a baby, they quit comedy. That sucks.
I guess. I don't know. Does it?
Depends on how much. It depends on why they quit. If it's because their wife was like nagging them about it, then yeah, that sucks.
I'd hate my kid forever.
That's good.
You're saying if you gave up comedy for...
Absolutely. Yeah. I can tell you that right now. I'd hate my kid forever.
You'd be resentful.
Absolutely. Every single day of my life. Can I borrow the car? Get the fuck out of my life. You destroyed everything I ever loved. Do you know what I mean? I used to want to do things, and now look at you. I got to keep you alive. Baggy fucking jean wearing piece of shit cocksucker kid. How can you give me your credit card so I can get on PlayStation fucking online? Blow me. You know what I mean? I could have had a show in fucking Texarkana.
My grandfather was a miserable man, and then I found out that he moved from Italy to Canada to work to send money back to his family so that they could live and then so they could get here. And I'm like, no wonder this guy hated every single person that he spoke to. This guy
living
across
in
the
Timmins.
Atlantic to sweep a school to send money back to his four stupid kids.
Where to? Woodbridge?
No, Toronto. Not in Woodbridge. Toronto. Somewhere.
In Toronto, Toronto or outside?
The man took a fishing boat 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Ended up in Toronto, swept, gave money back to his family. They
Disgusting.
Came here, made him miserable.
I was going to say, and they don't even care.
Didn't see the guy smile for
They just look
years.
At him and they're like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then the woman on her way over from Italy, she's like, I already picked my outfit out. Tits are going to be out across the Atlantic. I'm a powerful human being.
Yeah, that's my nonna, but I'll take the joke was funny enough for me to like continue it. But that's my nonna.
Okay.
Waving gingerbread cookies and her tits off the fucking bow of the Atlantic.
Take this, Mussolini.
Doo-doo-doo.
Titty to the wind.
Guys, this is going to be a long one, by the way. Are we cool with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're having a blast.
Oh, here comes the singing. Yes.
Here are my tits. Yeah.
Who wants gnocchi? Titties out.
Bam, 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 bam. Everybody, if you want to go up to the deck right now.
Nona Elvira's dishing out. She's in a box. Cup of feel.
She's in a box. You can grab her fucking titties. It's hilarious. It's art. It's not art.
I love
somebody
you, Nona.
Walking up the stairs. This is not art.
If it's Nona Nathan, knows how to subscribe to podcasts, I apologize. You're the best Nona. She's probably got Malocchio now. She doesn't need this shit. Stop. Okay.
Okay. This is a girl, by the way.
Sweet.
I...
Oh, let me listen differently.
No, because sometimes you ask.
I just thought it was funny how you said it.
I'm so not feeling good. I can't.
I'm going to start that cum thing now. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Is it art if you cum on a podcast?
He's loose as a goose, though, now.
Look at
that
him, yeah.
Sphinxter's at 8 inches.
He's back.
I remember.
Hey. Nathan McIntosh.
I remember. I remember there's an audience.
Yeah, yeah, he's killing it.
My name is Paul.
Okay, let's get this okay. Young lady. Is.
I am 22 years old, and I've been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years, and he's my everything.
This relationship.
Stop
can we
it.
Start? Can we start here? Can we start here? This relationship is not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
You guys aren't gonna make it until 25, and that's a fact. And it's okay.
Get out now.
Get out right now.
Right now. No,
date
no.
A guy that works at Chipotle and have a good couple of years. You know what I mean? My everything.
Hold on, hold on. He might have money.
Near,
go
far wherever you are.
Titties out.
Not okay. Gonna work.
Yeah, okay. In a relationship, the person can't be your everything. That's already very scary. You have to have your own life.
You are my. Everything.
We met because I was dating his best friend.
Oh, come on, lady.
This
one's tall.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Press then, bagel
hold on
this
hold on,
one.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
And then his best friend committed suicide.
Oh. There we go. My son.
Shut this.
And me and my current boyfriend.
Down. I'm done. I mean, this. I'm done. I feel bad about everything. I'm not even going to pick the mic up anymore. I feel bad about what I said. Near, far, wherever you
okay,
are.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm listening. I'm listening. It's not over. This is crazy.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Oh my dear God!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why do you let me do this, Kate? Why didn't you just fucking read ahead and throw
buddy,
a goddamn cup at me,
buddy? That's what
holy
I call that's what I call
fuck.
A podcast sting. She set
oh,
you up, bud.
Fucked.
She fucking yeah.
Chris Hansen just came in. She explained yourself.
She bent
that
you over.
Was insanity. Oh my.
She
dear
fingered
God
your ass, sans
murdered
box, bud.
Me.
Yeah, you took
it's
it.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Oh God!
I love how she let you go. She knew it was coming.
Dying.
That's called a stingarooski.
Tony Brasco?
You got
love. Don't say anything, Donnie. I got to go back in. You can't take me out now.
Okay, okay,
okay,
come
oh,
on.
I feel awful.
No, I don't.
This isn't even the heart of the email.
Oh, my God. Are you crying?
No, I was coughing, and he was making me laugh. And my current boyfriend began to... Me and my current boyfriend began talking as consoling friends and realized over time we were really well together. So we have a deep, strong history. He definitely isn't just a typical boyfriend. We've been through insanely tough situations in life together and always come out strong on the other side. My problem is, for the first 2 years of our dating, he was addicted to porn and masturbating. He never had sex with me because he was obviously taken care of. Because he was taken care of, he didn't care about my sexual needs and desires. Pavone's laughing. It got to the point where I told him it was me or the porn. She goes, I hate giving ultimatums, and it made me feel like shit, but I had no choice. I need to be happy, and I couldn't do that when he was giving all of his intimacy to the internet.
2 years from now, a guy walks down the aisle with Pornhub. Do you take this website?
Did you hear that line? Giving all his intimacy to the internet?
Buddy, did you ask me this?
That's crazy.
Because of, I haven't watched porn in 2 months. I've told both of you this.
Yeah.
Did you ask me because of this reason?
Yeah.
You could have left out the first fucking part.
Yeah.
We could have just talked about the fucking porn.
Yeah, the first part was unnecessary.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Woman's making a fucking pottery thing with Patrick Swayze behind her while a boyfriend's in the fucking room jerking off the goddamn X-tube.
Oh
and
my
I
God.
Gotta feel fucking, you know what I mean? This is insanity.
Oh my God.
This is absolutely insanity.
That's fucking nuts.
Wow.
So wait a minute.
Wait, I'm not even done.
It's not
so
over?
Much.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He dropped the porn and hasn't done that, to my knowledge, in over a year.
He's done
however,
it. He's done it. I guarantee.
Oh, for fuck's
as a person
sakes,
who
yeah
hasn't watched porn in 2 months, and that's dead serious, it is not an easy thing to do. Especially, I did it on my own accord. If somebody's telling me to do it, if Liz was like, stop watching porn, I go, how about this? Crank it up, jack it to 10, and I'm just beating off in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's got to be something
cum
that you...
Cum sandwiches every day.
Yeah,
that's not... Gonna... I don't know what that is.
Okay, come on.
Go fuck yourself.
Good one, Larry Wilmore. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, this is good.
She doesn't even get that reference.
I got it. I got it.
I know you did. You know the internet.
All right. I'm glad. That I'm glad that you two are in love. Okay. However, we still never have sex. Like, no joke. I can count on two hands how many times we've had sex for the 2016 year. Every time I try to ask about it, he ends up saying, "You just need sex to be happy. You only love me if we have sex."
Wow.
Or other things that make me feel like a thirsty whore, basically.
But thirsty, he doesn't say that. Whore. He doesn't say
she
that.
Said, "I should know. He's never called me that. That's just how I feel." I understand he's saying these things.
Great name for a porn, by the way.
Thirsty whore?
The thirsty whore?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Give me a beer. Never mind. Make it a dick.
Is this a twist off?
No. There's a lot of head on this one. I'll have what she's having.
Make it a double.
Dick on the rocks.
Oh, Jesus.
Cock on the rocks.
Cock on the rocks. Cock on the rocks. I love it. Salted rim. Absolutely horrific. The thirsty whore. God, it's been a long day at work. I need a drink.
The mountains are blue and so are my bowls. Jerk me off. Okay.
I understand.
Coors Light joke. Go on.
I need a line with this dick. John, sorry. You want a double or a single? I'm gonna need a double.
This
is great. Now we're having a party. Is that the 12 ounce?
Oh my god!
Buddy brought over a case of dick. Kate's done. Kate's gonna leave this room. Kate's literally just gonna walk.
No, I'm not feeling well.
Thirsty whore. Are you gonna come?
Oh my god.
Are
Stop.
I'm done.
Okay, go on. Come on. This is getting good. You gotta dump this guy, lady.
I understand he's saying these things because it hurts his ego as a man that he isn't sexually satisfying his girlfriend. If I was a guy.
Wow, that just hurt my feelings.
That would hurt my ego too. So I just quit bringing it up because I don't like fighting. Now to the actual sex. He's very shy and has chronic anxiety. So he obviously gets nervous in bed. Understandable. I am like you. She's saying me. I'm very open with sex and talking about it. I want to do.
Can we just quell that for a second? You play this whole, I'm a dragon sorceress. You can fuck me in any hole. It's not. If you, anybody here, can we just, if you were ever to sleep with Kate, it would be awful. I'm talking to everybody. Yeah.
You are the meanest person.
It would be a lot. It'd be gloves. There'd be a lot of rules.
No, there's not. You fucking moron.
It's not the thirsty whore. That's
you
all
fucking,
I'm saying. It's
you have smack no my ass.
Put
idea.
On the oven mitts.
So effective.
The oven mitts.
No, I'm gonna clean the oven. I'm gonna clean your dick.
This is what he says to himself.
So
have fun with that. Ugh. Just so mean all the time.
So personally.
Just so mean all the time.
Just insane. Can you not take things so personally?
Oh, really, Nathan?
Yeah.
Who walked in with a stick in his ass? No one knows
why.
Oh,
it's loose now. That stick fell out.
Because you were waiting outside for 6 minutes, getting a little cold. Why? Then why is a stick in your ass?
Just read the email.
Why? Tell me why you came in. Why you came in? Am I texting you too many supportive things? Is that hurting your feelings?
Hilarious. We don't.
Okay, you guys, come on. Let's get back to this woman's. Let's get back to this woman's real problems here. This girl's going through a lot. Come on.
Yeah, the girl has a problem. You know what I mean? You're fine.
Then stop attacking me.
Stop taking it so fucking, you know what I mean, right to the goddamn
chest. You're the one who came in butt hurt.
Whatever you do in a fucking bedroom, you do whatever the fucking. I know why.
Why?
I know why.
Say it.
There's no reason to talk about it here, especially we're not going to fucking split up a woman's email and fucking get into a completely different thing.
I can't wait till
Jesus
there's gonna be
Christ.
There's gonna be like a twist and turn at the end here. So this guy's hiding in the corner, jerking off.
Anyway,
he's like, hey, don't look at me.
She's saying I wanna do anything and everything to please him, but he won't tell me what
either.
He likes.
That's not true either.
Or even talk about sex at all, because it is weird for him to talk about it. I love going down on him, but he's been avoiding that lately. I asked him why he didn't want me giving him BJs anymore, and he said because he wants to kiss me. He doesn't like kissing me after I've gone down on him.
Oh my god.
He what? Oh yeah.
She says again, understandable.
You've never kissed a woman? Yeah. You've never kissed a woman after your dick's been in her mouth?
Yeah, buddy, you know what?
Of course
I got family
have.
Listening.
He's an adult.
Of course.
You of course he has.
Near, far.
No.
However, now he has taken that away from me and he's never gone down on me and won't finger me. Basically, I get him aroused, we fuck, and we're done. None of it's to please me. Rather, it's to get him to reach climax. Every time I try to talk to him about what I like, he just says, I think the vagina is gross, so I don't want to touch it or put my mouth on it. And then she puts, I guess, understandable, question mark. I know for a fact he isn't gay. He's just a little odd when it comes to sex.
Odd. This guy's a selfish prick.
No. Okay.
To make it worse, we never make out. Making out is hot as shit, but we never do. And when we do make out,
women love making out. I will say, women love making out.
I do love making out.
Women love making out. Women love making out. But okay, get to the end, and I have a thought. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, it's so long.
Okay, if she's not dumb, can I just say something real quick right here?
This guy's got to go, obviously.
Well, okay.
This guy's a monster.
Okay, yeah, sure. He's got to go. You know, near, far, wherever you are. But the thing about, like, okay, if you're addicted to porn, can I say this? Can I get
ahead?
Look, people, and I'll when I was I wasn't like addicted to porn. Like, I was watching porn a decent amount, you know what I mean? Just cuz like
you could say it. Everyone's got problems.
No, but I wasn't addicted. I was just like, I could see, though, that it was starting to affect my life. I was looking at women differently. I was like, and I can say, I wasn't going down on Liz. I'll just say that I wasn't doing it because I was just not into it.
I wish you
I was
say
not into
that.
It, but you know why? Because if you want, I know it's disgusting. You don't want to close your ears, buddy. Think about your Nona.
Why does that gross you out? Oh, got it. I know Liz. Good for Liz. Get in your
okay.
Get that puss licked, girl.
Stop. Go on.
Get over yourself, buddy.
You get over yourself. Fucking with your hair
this
all slick.
Fucking hands. These bullshit hands. Okay, so
what the fuck
so
is
what
it? You're wearing
is,
prayer beads for no reason? Just to look cool so
I'm
I match
praying.
Your shoes?
I'm praying. Praying that I never do this podcast again.
You dear guys God, are so, don't email me to have Nathan on.
You guys are such
email
great friends.
Email me and
go
I'll forward
to positive
them to,
anger.
I'll
you want Nathan?
Them,
go to positive
them,
anger.
This is
I'll
a great time.
Over this is the only...
Over
can,
this.
Over yourself. Get over yourself.
You.
Can I answer the fucking
go. Let him go.
Question
let him go. Let him go.
Christ
he's
sake.
Not going to stop.
Tell us about how you wouldn't lick a puss. Go on.
That's pretty
do you know how many I've licked in my life? Do you know how many times? Do you know what I mean? I've been there. Yeah, great. So what I'm saying to you is, though, for just and this isn't defending this human being. What I'm saying is, in porn, if you watch a lot of porn, especially you watch enough porn that you start to not watch like regular type shit anymore, nobody's kissing women, nobody's going down on women, people are just fucking women, that's it, you know what I mean? So I'm not defending this human being by any stretch. I'm saying, though, for a man to be like, vagina's gross, I just don't want to go down on it, that is 1000% a porn thing, because you see it enough that nobody's doing it anymore. Nobody goes down on a woman in porn anymore. That would be like a weird thing now.
I disagree.
Nobody,
this
dude.
Is, this
you
is,
watch
there's
enough
no,
porn.
There's no studies behind this. This is. This
I'm
is,
the study.
This
I'm
is
telling
not true.
You right now.
I know people who watch porn all the time and they love going down on
what
women.
What are they watching though?
I don't know
exactly. Are they watching like regular type
I don't
things?
Storm
are they watching
into Scopo's
a woman?
Room
are they watching
like,
a
hey,
woman
bud?
Being thrown through a fucking Buick window? I mean, there's a lot of fucking porn.
No,
there's a lot of different types of things.
I'm sure. He's not
Kate,
watching.
We're gonna be friends again, okay? And I'm gonna be back on the fucking podcast, all right? I don't even care if you don't want me here. I'll stand outside this fucking door and I'll come back in. But I'm saying, again, I'm not defending this human being by any stretch, okay? What I am saying
just
though,
dump,
is
she's gotta dump this guy. The guy's a loser.
Sure, maybe she does. I'm just talking about
he's a huge
porn
loser.
In general.
We get
now
girls
I'm talking about
especially
a
and guys too. We get stuck on like this connection thing, but then we don't look at what actually is happening in the real world.
He's
so she's
tricking
like,
you because
yeah,
he doesn't
like,
want to
so
know.
Connected.
No,
no.
I don't think he's tricking her.
He's 100% tricking her because he's a lazy fuck and doesn't want to go down on her. Probably because
so.
He doesn't like it. Some guys don't like
don't
going down
so.
On her.
I think
and
he's
getting blowjobs without having to give
still,
any work in.
I think he's still watching porn. This is my own thought process because since I've stopped watching porn, which is 2 months. 2 months.
Congratulations.
2017, I haven't jerked off. Bam, 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 bam.
What's
bam,
the...
I'm going to come back on this podcast. You can't fucking
what's
stop
the two
me,
month?
Kate.
What's the two-month anniversary, porn anniversary?
Right here,
what is it?
Right now.
Did you buy yourself a wooden ring? What was it?
That's pretty funny. Thank you. No, but I was going to say is, so now, and I told you this before, and whatever, but now Liz has said to me that like she notices that our sex is like a lot more, like I'm more there, I'm more fucking...
present.
How, present,
what
present.
Kind
that's
of
the word
porn
I'm looking for.
Were you watching?
I wasn't watching anything crazy. Dude, if you just, I'm just saying, like, you watch, look, you're in a
what
relationship
kind of
for
porn?
A long time.
What was the weirdest porn?
Porn really fucks up your brain, though.
The weirdest porn I'm not
I don't
even,
watch porn at all.
Exactly. So you and Dave said this to me because I told you guys.
Imagination.
We're in a chirp chat, right? Yeah, I used to be on Imagination when I was fucking 12. Get an internet fucking service.
Wait until
the,
what
the I'm saying
fucking,
is,
what, you know what's going to happen.
I'm in a relationship, though. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm ready
so
for the apocalypse.
I, so I don't, when you,
apocalypse
I could go back to Imagination. What I'm saying is, I've been in a relationship for a long time. Do you know what I mean? So then at a point in time, you're just like, yo, can I get, I can go back to what, imagine I can, you know, jerk off to a woman I saw at the fucking subway. I can jerk off to older, women I've been with. I could jerk off the thoughts of things that me and Liz have done. But then it's like, come on, let me see some fucking... All I'm saying is, side note, this doesn't even barely have anything to do with this man anymore. Porn can destroy fucking relationships. So I think personally, he hasn't gotten off of porn. He's still fucking watching all the time because it just sounds that way to me. I'm going to come back on this podcast.
I want to know why you came in mad anyway.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. This is a very long email. We're not done.
She's got to dump this guy.
I agree.
She could have to, sure.
Yeah.
Only because it seems like the connection she's holding on to is a bit of an illusion. Yeah. And I've been there. But
she's
like,
19. She doesn't know what the fuck. She's
22.
22. Oh, shit.
But they met at 19. They
oh,
met
that's
19.
What happened. Okay.
I've asked him if he'd ever consider a sex therapist. He laughs it off and basically says, fuck no.
Of course. At 22, you're not going to go see anybody.
Yeah, you're not ready.
I'll need a 22-year-old vagina right now, though. You know what I mean? You bring one in here.
Jesus Christ.
Ring the bell.
Ding
Am
dong.
I wrong? 22? Jesus Christ.
Hello.
That vagina's barely paid for anything. Like, that vagina hasn't been fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kate's face is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, she's not happy.
Anyways, no, I'm just looking at the next thing. I'm
no,
like,
there's
Jesus,
more craziness.
It's a lot.
And then fuck. I brought a donkey into the room, and I started
wait.
Blowing it. He's like, get that donkey.
No, it's worse because it gets like serious. Like,
okay, come on, let's go.
I'll stop with the jokes, I apologize.
Also, he has some underlying problems, emotionally and physically. Emotionally, his psycho-ass stepbrother fondled him as an adolescent. Obviously, it fucked with his mind. He doesn't like to talk about it. Physically, he has an enlarged... I'm not going to say this right.
Varicose
vein.
What's that?
Varicose veins.
Vein, which makes his testicle almost as large as a softball.
Oh my
sometimes,
God.
Sometimes, and causes him nightly pain and discomfort. Yet he refuses to go to a doctor because of his chronic anxiety. He's afraid of losing a testicle. Also, he's uncircumcised and has tender skin.
All right,
one
I have foreskin too.
We had sex without a condom, and I was so wet it was insane. The friction of his skin rubbing inside my... very wet vagina.
That a girl.
Caused his skin to rip like someone took a box cutter and sliced it down the length of his penis.
I've been down that road before.
What?
It hurts.
Buddy, no. Okay, I might take back everything I said before.
How?
This man is in a weird This is like
place.
The elephant man, for God's sake. This is not, you know what I mean? This is not a
he's
regular.
He's like a rare case.
I'll tell you what he needs. He needs way more. This lady too. They need way more than this podcast. I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be rude.
No,
both of these human beings need like real people.
They're
he
coming here
go to
for
a doctor.
Advice. They got problems.
Oh yeah, you got your feet up.
He needs a physical. He needs to get the physical stuff taken care of.
How is a testicle, an enlarged testicle, even in the same realm of foreskin? Why did you have to put the foreskin part in?
Because he's got a giant ball and his foreskin exploded.
Yeah, she didn't have to say fucking this. And he has foreskin. It's a giant ball.
It exploded.
This foreskin thing is disgusting. Everyone's got a problem with foreskin.
Let me finish this.
Pop-Tarts, by the way, anymore?
Yeah, there's Pop-Tarts.
Hold on, let me finish. Okay. They fix the skin problem by wearing a condom. When they wear a condom, it doesn't rip his skin. Now, she says, I love this man. I love this man with all my heart. He is my world, and he hasn't just made me a better person. He's helped me realize who I am as an individual and helped me appreciate and flaunt that. I know I made him sound like a gay douchebag, but it isn't meant to tear him
Not
down.
Not anymore. Not when he has a giant ball and an explodable dick. I wouldn't fuck either if I was scared it was going to rip.
Your dick doesn't explode. You have this thing called
ripped. She's saying it ripped.
That's probably on her. She's probably jerking him off like a fucking madman.
It was in her vagina. It was in the fucking pussy.
It could you don't know when it's happening. Okay. It could happen at any time.
Let me finish this.
I have a foreskin.
Okay.
I know.
She says, I'm just stating facts and I hate it. I want to spend the rest of my life with him, but I can't be sexually frustrated forever. I don't know what to do. I want to be with him forever, but I don't want to daydream about other guys just fucking the shit out of me anymore. LOL.
Do that.
I don't want to be driven to cheat.
Alex Pavone right here, everybody.
Right here.
Nothing to do tonight. He's going on a date that's going to flop at 6:30.
Anyway.
P-A-V-O-N-E. Alex _ the kid _ Pavone.
He's going on one date tonight. He can make that too. Show up.
Hello.
Show up to the Upper East Side. He'll get you a tea.
My sixth Instagram picture down. No shirt on.
Man's dick does not explode.
It's almost over.
No, it does.
Guys. Guys. She's saying she never has and never will cheat. But Jesus, if I have such a hard time having sex with him, I don't know what will happen. Help.
There's seven... topics in there. There's seven.
That's a lot.
Topics.
And this relationship is toast.
They're probably not gonna make it.
They're done.
But he's.
I don't think he can be with anyone.
No, he'll fix. Come on, what is he going to walk the earth alone like Cain?
No, but I'm saying he's going to fix his shit.
Yeah, of course. So does she though.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? Like Jesus Christ.
But yeah. He's got like physical.
This
doctor,
kid's got a grapefruit in his like, fucking nutsack.
That's what I'm saying. He has to imagine, take care,
especially because jeans have gotten smaller over the last few years.
Oh man,
2004, he was riding high.
This guy's rocking skinny jeans. He's got his fucking left nut fucking coming through.
Ow, ow. But back in 2004, you're wearing a throwback jersey. You got South Pole jeans on. You're killing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now
yeah,
you're just fucking tucked hard.
Yeah,
but he. You know, I don't know, man. There's seven different fucking things going on in this goddamn thing. And I've been on this podcast 1,000 times. And I've said a whole bunch. Nothing wrong with cheating. You know what I mean? There's certain, Kate, stop it. I'm going to be back on this podcast.
You got to cheat on this guy. You got to cheat on this guy.
But this isn't even cheating.
Just get out of the relationship.
Oh, come on.
No, honesty is still very important, everyone. It's all about honesty.
Honesty is the worst policy known to man. Honesty is the worst policy known to man. It just is.
If everyone was honest, we could actually figure out what we want in a relationship.
Not true.
To it.
You'd have no friends. None of us would have friends. If everybody was honest all the time. You know what I mean?
Cheat on him. If you had a better time with the other person, break it off.
But let him
if
cheat too.
If you didn't, yeah, let him cheat too. Let him
and of course he's going to be watching porn. My
who's
God.
Who's going to stump?
He's got to come too, and his dick is shattered
gotta,
when he fucks a vagina.
Look,
my God.
Hey. Something probably happened. It was probably a one-off incident.
Dude, sure, I'm not...
It's happened.
Your dick works, okay? I'm not saying that you've got a problem, all right? I'm
no,
saying
but
for this
some
man,
of these women don't.
You...
Some of these women haven't dealt with any... with foreskin before, and then they go down there reckless. I swear to God. They go and they're just fucking... Just giving
up,
it all...
Up, down, up, down.
I'm sorry, that's happened.
A, B, A, B,
no,
select start.
No, it's brutal.
Start. I have my
I've dated dudes with foreskin. You have to be...
And then you go yeah. You go into the bathroom. You're bleeding.
Without foreskin, you gotta be fucking calm, too.
No.
You have yes, to you treat
do.
The dick
dude,
with
I
care.
Have been
not, it's not the same.
So hard that for the next 2 days I couldn't. It was broken, shattered.
What? Like your actual
woman? This way too.
Penis?
All the way up, all the way down.
Okay,
woman. Like Jean-Claude Van Damme's beating me
okay,
up.
Well,
fucking sudden death.
Well, let me
and
tell
then she snapped the fucking. She did this with her thumb. Snapped the fucking top of it. I swear to God, it made a noise. And the next 2 days, every time I had to piss, I was like, like it hurt so bad.
Let me tell you, pal.
Kate, I'm just explaining.
I got to give them a fucking goddamn tutorial before they start, because if they ever get that extension, I'm fucked. I can't go. I can't. You remember? You know, Cal.
Yeah. A friend of ours had his foreskin removed when he was 22. He was out of commish for like 5 days.
Legitimately, Paulo.
Five days isn't even that bad for that.
Paulo.
That sounds like a lot of time.
Paulo Conter in 10th grade came to. I guess he had sex over the summer holidays. He came to school foreskin shredded. Okay,
shredded. That's
he
what she
came
said, shredded.
To school. He had the surgery too. The whole month, this man was in a wheelchair, just fucking coming up and down the halls. No one knew what happened to him, and then he admitted it because his dad's a roofer. Like, you fall off the roof, bud? He goes, I wish.
Dude,
and just rolled away.
Are you now the owner of Hustler Magazine?
Buddy, this guy was in shambles in 10th grade. Wheelchair.
That's what I'm saying. So if you went into a vagina, right, apparently the softest, most beautiful thing on earth, right? We have to say that legally. You have to say that legally. The softest.
Disclaimer.
It's the tastiest. It smells the best. Oh my God, it's so great all the time.
Mama.
Every day, I love it. If only I could put a vagina in my coffee. Nom, 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 nom. If only I could filter my coffee through vagina. You know what I mean? If only I can get a woman to fucking sit down long enough that a coffee would run through a hole.
All right,
So, Kate, stop it. I'm going to be back on the podcast.
He's coming back. He's always coming back.
I came in with a fever. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
This dude comes in mad at me. I'm not sure why.
He's mad at everybody.
Acting like he's not mad. Acting like his face isn't the most expressionistic, whatever that word is, thing in the world.
When I am away, I'm away.
He's
talking about cheating again as if that's a good thing to do.
That was minutes ago.
When we could all live honestly.
That was minutes ago.
Vaginas are great. Dicks are great. Let me give my advice.
If she cheated on this guy, I wouldn't be mad.
All I'm saying is...
I would say, hey, it happens. I don't say... Don't cheat, obviously.
But this is what I was trying to say. So you're a man, right? You go into the softest, most cushiony, fucking best-smelling thing on earth, right? And it shatters your dick. It'd be like if you slept on a pillow and you woke up and your face was mauled. You'd be scared of pillows. So the man has to beat off alone in a dark room, quietly and confidently, because his dick is going to shatter in the softest, wettest thing on earth. Do you see what I'm saying? They're both fearful. He's also like horrified.
No, this guy's got the ball thing would throw me off too. If I had a huge left nut,
but
I wouldn't be taking my dick out and like
really?
In any private.
I'd only take it out. It's bigger than everybody's.
But that's not healthy. You don't want a huge nut.
No, okay.
No, you wouldn't.
This is what's. Listen, it's unfortunate. what he has, but the fact that he's not willing to help himself, like, you got to take yourself to a
he's
doctor.
He's very young.
That's true.
Like, but young people don't.
I think you get that drain.
It could literally be. It could be like a tumor. Like, I'm being serious though. Like, the fact he's not taking care of his shit, like, it's going. The fact that he's not taking care of his health is affecting her. I'm not saying she's the epitome of health. She's putting up with it. They're doing this dance together, but it sounds like she's more willing to look at it and understand what's going on, where he's like embarrassed or fearful, but not willing to deal with the problem. And if you're not willing to deal with the problem, you're fucked. Doesn't matter if it's a large ball, something else going on, someone waking you up with extreme night terrors in the middle of the night.
No, that was
brutal. It's okay for people to have shit. But when you act like you don't, that's when it gets crazy.
You're 22 years old.
Yeah, if I was 22, I'm not taking my big ball anywhere.
Go out there.
It could be something serious.
Have some fun.
I know, but I'm 22. I'm just putting myself figure into your when I was 22. Out. I would not take my big ball to the doctor. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'm serious.
I would. 100%.
I would not.
That's scary.
I check my balls
softball?
Every day. I get one little
buddy,
fucking...
I'm turning Migos up, and I'm just going to live my life. No. I am not going to go
get,
to the doctor.
I get I'll check my balls every day if I have. There's the slightest little
what
thing.
What about if you're in America?
I'll fly back home.
Okay. What if you're an American? He's clearly an American, right? You're going to take your big ball down to the fucking thing and then go, hey, it's $10,000 to get a brand new nut or whatever? You're going to do that? No, you're not. You're going to jack up PlayStation. You're going to watch a fucking woman blow a trucker. And you're going to sit there and fight your girlfriend every couple of days.
I guess.
They're in a rough spot. I mean,
they're
in a rough
spot.
Yeah,
you know, the systems here is a little fucked, they're I guess. I would, but, you know, if I had free, you know, medical, I'd go and I'd fucking be getting my nuts checked out, you know, every other day.
Did you do that when you were in Canada? Every day you're walking down there?
I check my balls every day, but knowing that I have
no, he didn't,
ball
though.
Insurance.
You believe everything.
Buddy, what are you talking about? I check
you
my balls
You check your
all
balls every day?
I go to the doctor, but nothing was wrong with my balls. If there was something wrong with my balls, I go to the doctor.
Look, I look down at my balls. I
you
see
touch
my
you don't
balls.
Touch your balls every
of
day?
Of course I touch them.
Like, do you look for something off? Is that what you do?
Yeah, if they're not bruised, they're not hurting, I touch them. I go, okay, the things are good today, and I keep it moving. But, you know, if my balls hurt, when my balls hurt, I fucking ask
Pavone's
questions.
The cutest person. I check my ball. You sounded like a grandfather there.
You check your balls and keep it
good
moving. Also,
you.
We have like...
You're supposed to check your breasts, too, and I don't do that. I get lazy.
Get into a
you're
box.
Supposed to check. Have people check them for me. Yeah, get arrested.
Mammograms, everybody. Hello. Mammograms in Central Park.
I was an art teacher. I could have done that with the students, you know?
Have the kids touch your tits.
How
was school today?
She what?
Dad going right back. Is she still in the box?
She's still in the box. All right, guys, we got to wrap it up.
That's it. We're having so much fun.
I know. It's almost an hour.
Holy shit. What, you know what?
Where can they find you, Nathan?
Go ahead first, buddy.
I told you my Instagram. It's for that lady. Get out of that relationship, Alex underscore the kid underscore Pavone, PAVONE, the sixth picture down. I have no shirt on. I have a nipple ring. Let's party.
Two big nuts.
No,
both my nuts are too big.
Both of my nuts are not that big.
What about your podcast?
Oh, we have a podcast. Sweet Buddies, SUITE Buddies, BUDDIES. I don't think there's underscores. And that's it. Yeah, we have a good time there, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
NathanMcIntosh.com. You can check out everybody. Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh. And as Kate told you before, when she told me never to come back on the podcast, you can listen to Positive Anger on SoundCloud and iTunes. Thank you.
One more question. Is the shaman coming to the dance party?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm there. What day is it?
April 5th, Wednesday.
Wednesday, 7 to 10. I got 3 hours.
You're a good dancer.
To
bring it.
Shake and bake.
Ooh.
Now we're talking. Okay. I'm there.
So, guys, Break Free, the dance party we're talking about, is April 5th. Go on Eventbrite. Breakfreedance.eventbrite.com. Also, Going Deep is March 15th. That's also on Eventbrite. I would love to see you all there. It's comedy and healing work. It's very intense, but it's also really entertaining. I would love, love, love to see you guys all there. And yeah, Instagram, Twitter, at the Kate Wolf. If you'd like a tarot card reading, it's katewolf27@gmail.com. And thank you all for listening. Bye.